Amen. It's good to be here tonight.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm saved.
Right.
Glad I've been bought by the precious blood of the Lamb of God.
Amen.
There's no other way to get to heaven but by the blood.
That's right.
Many people try and think they can get there through their money, and they save all their money, and they can't get there through money. I just in a mess as it comes to getting out to money, because I can't hang on to no money. I get some money, I spend it. Surprised myself the other day, my billfold, I couldn't get my cards in it. You know, I got a bunch of cards and stuff. And I got the mess in that thing, and I thought I'd spend all my money, because I stashed something back here and there, you know. And I was digging around in that thing, and where the pictures go, whatever, it was stuck shut. And I had to pry that thing up. Praise God, there's $200 in there. I said, thank you, Lord. I thought I'd done spent my last $100. But I'm glad the Lord, you know, He'll surprise you. He can bless you. I just got a little thought that, I don't know, the Lord just laid this on my heart a while ago. Over in Matthew chapter 13, this world, you know, it's bad. It's getting bad. And every way you look, things are happening, people dying, and you see every day is somebody dying. But you know, man, they're around 100 years old. You know, good Lord, if I make it that long, I don't be able to move. You have to wheel me in or something. But you know, it's the grace of God. And what gets me, it's like that old Betty White. You know, that wicked is everything. You know, so some woman died today. I can't think of her name. I'd tell a preacher all ago, but it went in here and out there, and I forget it. I can't hang on to it long enough to. But you know, they live all them years. God give them all that time to live.
Yeah.
And what did they do with it? I mean, they used it for the world.
Right.
All about money. All about fame.
Yeah.
Their light, their name up in lights.
Uh-huh.
You know, looking for what this world's got to offer.
Yeah.
Over here in Matthew 13 and verse 44, it says, again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buy that field. You know, I was thinking about that, and when I was lost, you know, it's like you was in a field, in a big field, and you was in this world, you're just lost. You know, everything's going to hell. Everywhere you go, you're doing things of the devil, and your mind's just set on fleshly things.
Right.
Everything I did, you know, was tuned to the flesh. And you know, you'd go to church. I was in a Lutheran church. I've told all y'all that. And, but, you know, I didn't get nothing out of none of that. And, but, you know, this field has got a treasure in it.
Yeah.
And you're out here in the world, and you're going along. And I watched this show the other night. I got to watch this thing about this, gold that this pirate is up in, Alaska, some island out of Aitken or something like that. This pirate robbed and stole like $375 million. I mean, you know, that's a lot of money back then. And he took that money and put it in cans and put it all over that island and hid it. And then there's about six people, I think, five. It was out looking for that, going around looking in different spots. But the army had this island up there during World War II. And Japan had come in, but they was on that island up there, and it's so many thousands of acres, and they had it marked off They had a bomb specialist. They had to go in to search and check everything. And they found a bomb. They had to blow it up. But they had this one section that was sectioned off that you couldn't nobody get to. And I'm going somewhere with this. But here this was a place where all this gold is. $375 million. That was back then. Can imagine what it'd be worth now. And they was going down the hill. They didn't know, have no idea where in the world this was. And people had been up there and died trying to find it. And here they went up there, and that one woman was a geologist or something. She took earth samples because the army had moved the mountain around. They'd moved it around to level it out for them, and they put huts on it and everything. But here they was in that, and I thought, you know, that's like the world. You're in the world, and you're looking for something. I mean, when I was lost, you know, I was looking for something. I mean, you get out in the world, but Todd, you get out here running around, you drink and do everything, and nothing satisfies you. And here, they're up there digging around and been figuring out, got maps, and they drawing all this stuff. And they come down and they come across a can, an old rusty can. It had one coin in it. One coin. I said, that coin could have been worth $150,000, just that one coin, gold coin. And it was 1800s or something. And they kept looking for that. And the army had it, the land blocked off as a roadway, had it blocked off because they hadn't cleared it for bombs. And, you know, I'm glad the Lord cleared the road for me for bombs. I mean, he got the road cleared when I got saved. But here they found that can right about 100 feet from that gate where all the bombs are. And they wanted to get clear to where they could go in there. And here, what did he say here? He said, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a treasure hid in a field. He said, and the which the man had found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and sells all that he hath and buy the field. They doing all they can do now to get the army, to get all these people, to go in there and clear them, to let them go in there, because they found that money they found another coin right next up to the fence.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, just right at the fence. And I got thinking about this. You out in the world and you're going around and this world is wicked, and there's all kind of bombs the devil set for you. And he's got things that, you know, hurt you and kill you and mess you up. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he's got a treasure out there. And that treasure's in that field. And they out there with them metal finders and detecting, trying to find the metal and everything. And we're out here walking around in the world, and the Holy Ghost is out there. And we come along about that time that metal finder inside of you picks up on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ opens your eyes, and you start digging in a hole. That thing's going off, and you down there, you're digging in that hole, and at the metal detector getting louder and louder. And by that time, they see something in a old rusty can, and they open that can. And I'll tell you what was another shiny coin. I'm glad one day I opened that can. When I come down, the Holy Ghost was drawing me like that detector was of them people. And they was going around, oh, here's a good sign. This sounds good here. Yeah, it sounds good. And they got over there, and they opened up that hole and got that money. And all, it was all happy. Thank God I'm glad. August 15th, 1976, I come down, and buddy, I got on my knees and got a hold of the Holy Ghost. Thank God he saved my soul. I'm glad that was a treasure that I found down in my soul. God give me that. I sold all that I had. I give it all to the Lord, everything I got, just to have that treasure. And that's what they're doing today. People want them. It's free. Don't cost them nothing. But I give it all to God because I want that treasure. I want the Lord in my heart. I want God to lead me and guide me. I want God to use me that I might be able to glorify His name. Might be able to tell people and see people get saved and born in and show that treasure. You want to show that treasure off?
Yes.
I got, Pat's got a cousin and her husband. Years ago, he won a gold medal swimming in the Olympics. I mean, that thing's big, them big old gold medal back then. And I seen that thing. We was down there one time. He was proud to show. I don't blame him. That was an accomplishment. He had I think that in a bronze or something. But I'm telling you, you ought not take that treasure that God's given you and hide it in your coat. Hide it in your pocket. You ought to let that treasure shine.
Amen.
You ought to let it go shine out. Let people see that treasure. You know, you get a ring and this has got a few diamonds in it and it sparkles. Hey, you know, people can, you see that and they say, man, that's a nice ring. Have them tell me that. And a woman gets a wedding band, a big nice ring with, she wears that and people look at that. That's the way they ought to be looking at your life. Everybody looking at your life like that diamond and shining and sparkling, and people see Jesus in you.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see Jesus in many people anymore. You go around and you go down here to the stores and I'm talking. You go to Walmart and it's bad. I know they're lost, but it's bad. They wear anything. They wear their jammers down there. They wear anything. That's all I ever seen. People are so wicked and vile this day and time, and they don't even realize we're this close for the Lord coming back. I mean, we're right there at the door. Jesus is fixing to call us home. He's going to blow the trumpet. We're going to go up and meet the loved ones and we're going to get out of here. But no one cares. They don't want to shine. They don't want to shine out and tell nobody. They don't want people to see Jesus in them. They got camouflage Christians. They just walking around and got camouflage on them and they don't want to shine. They went around. That guy, he sold what he had so he could buy that field. Boy, he got that treasure. He rich then. Thank God I'm glad I'm rich, preacher. Thank God I'm glad on August 15th I got become rich in the eyes of God. I become a child of the King, thank God. I'm glad I'm saved today. I'm glad my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hey, can't nobody do nothing about it. I mean, you might get mad at me. You might not like me. You might think I'm ugly or, which I am, bald, sure, I'm bald, yeah. You might think a lot of things, but there's one thing you can't say. I'll tell you right now. If you go to heaven, I'm going to be there.
Amen.
My name's there. Jesus saw me there. He saw me there when he died on the cross and Calvary. Hallelujah, and I'm glad I'm going. And there can't nobody put nothing to it, take nothing away from it. Thank God I'm glad, brother. I'm glad I'm going to be there. If you go before I do, I'll see you there. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank God for the blood of the Lamb of God when he died on the cross of Calvary. That blood shed freely. It didn't fall down just for certain people. The cross, at the foot of the cross, it was level. Thank God and that blood come down and whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God, brother. I'm glad we're saved. Thank God. Preacher, I'm so glad. I'm so glad I'm saved. Praise God. I tell you what, I told the preacher last night. I went and heard this man last night and he's a smart man, knows all about this history stuff and telling you about all this stuff. Man, he's just going over my head.
Yeah.
I mean, I could watch a history lesson I could watch the History Channel on TV and find out a lot of stuff. But he was getting out the Bible, talking about the Bible, you know, just showing all kind of stuff and about wars and Japan and all this. And I told the preacher, I said, am I just stupid or what? Preacher said, no, he said, God said, preach the word.
Amen.
Hey, I preach Jesus Christ. I mean, people up and said, amen. I didn't say amen. Why? I thought, what is he talking about?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Preach the Bible to me.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Give me John 3:16. Give me right where Jesus come back to earth and where he come back and he walked into the upper room. I tell you, give me some of that. Don't give me this stuff about some German man done this and that. And I don't care about all that.
Right.
I mean, if I get up there and the Lord wants me to know that, he'll give it to me. But I don't want to know it now. I just want to know Jesus. Tell me Jesus and Jesus. Oh, give me his doctrine. Give me the Word of God. Feed this book to me. I want some food from the Word of God. I don't need a history book. He had all these books up. I mean, that's good. He's a smart man. But I'll tell you what, just give me the Bible. Let me read the Bible. Give me the, he said, if you read this book, he said, have you not read? That's what he said. Have you not read? Said to me, but have you not read? I don't need those hits. I can't understand half them words anyway, Larry. And words, they just too big for me.
Yeah.
I mean, just give me the Bible.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Too much philosophy.